We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, I'm going to try and stop being such a turd about this and actually get this podcast going. I've been struggling, as you can tell, with me not uploading in like 10 days.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Coffee grounds and filters and other cafe waste have long been used as compost, but now someone thought up the idea to use truckloads of the waste for reforestation, and it's working. Crazy. Read more at newatlas.com. Sure, the forest has to poop way more frequently, and its growth is stunted, but growing back four times faster is a big win. I'm not sure why it took me so long to get actually pumped, but having the cast announced for Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi is just the best. Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen both return. That means Darth Vader, let's go. As well as the actors for young Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru, whose names I've forgotten because obviously. But I love the addition of actor-comedian Kumail Nanjiani. Can't wait to see what he does. Production starts next month. And finally, an update from yesterday. That group Mischief, selling modified Nike sneakers featuring a drop of human blood that they call Satan shoes, even though vampire shoes is more accurate. Well, Nike is quite mad, apparently, and TheVerge.com says a lawsuit has been filed. Evidently, it's hurting their image, including among consumers who believe that Nike is endorsing Satanism. It's not because there's actual blood in the shoe? All right.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I think right now I have 40-ish tabs open on my computer. I wonder if, like, they used to say if your room is cluttered, that that's a sign that your brain is cluttered. And I don't know if that holds any water or not, but it seems to make sense. I have my life in order. The surroundings around me are usually a little bit nicer. Then again, this is COVID times where we're at home all the time. Or at least I am. I don't know about you. Sorry to assume. Oh, wild. Anyway, hey, thanks for hanging out and listening to this and downloading and all that stuff. I really appreciate that. I'm curious to see about that coffee thing, about the coffee grounds being able to help with deforestation. How much of deforestation is caused by coffee? Like, is that irony? You knock down the forest and then you use the thing you knocked it down with to... I think so. If I got that wrong, you can always not tell me and I'll be just happy assuming I got it right. Oh, man, I didn't get a chance to talk about that today. That SpaceX rocket that went kerblammo. I want to see the footage. Like, I wonder if they caught anything. At the time of recording this, they hadn't. But they sent up the SpaceX Starship SN11, a little test. It flies up to about 6 miles up. And then they cut the engines, and it goes onto its side. It's got little wings, and it's like, whee! Comes back down to Earth. And then right at the last minute, it fires up the rockets again and straightens itself up and then lands. In theory. Yesterday, it tried to straighten itself up again and just went kerblammo everywhere. And I tell you, from afar away, you see these explosions and there's a big fireball. It makes a huge noise and it's pretty intense. Someone had like a camera on like a tripod or something like that pretty close to the launch site. And the pieces that were like landing weren't just like going tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. It was like huge thuds and massive pieces of metal flying everywhere. I bet you the FAA is going to be pretty mad at them. You know, since they do it, like, right over a popular spring break site. Oh, my God. All right. Well, cool. I don't know how to feel about a show from my childhood that I don't know if I really liked or hated. I can't tell. It was no Voltron, that's for sure. A show from my childhood is getting the live-action treatment here. But based on the previews alone for Godzilla vs. Kong, I think it could be okay. Here's why.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
The same dude directing Godzilla vs. Kong, Adam Wingard, will next helm a live-action Thundercats movie. Thundercats! Thundercats is a cartoon from the 80s that's like the Broadway musical Cats meets He-Man. Oh, He-Man's another 80s cartoon with a bodybuilder prince with sword-given superpowers. Holy crap, the 80s were super weird. Massive props to the Louvre. The giant museum in Paris is filled with works such as the Mona Lisa. They've made their entire collection accessible online and for free. I mean, sure, you won't be able to stand next to other goo-oozing humans and their smells, but you can safely still culture yourself without your feet hurting. And finally, oh my god, a dude programmed an AI, artificial intelligence, to recognize when dogs went walking by his house and then compliment said dogs. I mean, sure, he's constantly surveying his neighborhood like a creep, but imagine having a system in place so you could pet every pooch that passes by. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Thanks for listening. Sorry, I'll do a better job. I'm sorry.